Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 5th. Today's devotion is entitled, Worshiping in Spirit and Truth. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. The Apostle John recorded that as Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman, he declared that a new era of worship had arrived through his coming. Jesus explained that true worship was not about a sacred place, but a transformed people. He described the character of these true worshipers as those who worship the Father in spirit and truth. This meant worship that is inward and sincere, enabled by the Spirit, and grounded in the truth of God's revelation fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Jesus presented these not as separate qualities, but as one unified reality, shaped by the Spirit and anchored in the truth of the gospel. He also revealed that the Father is actively seeking such worshipers. This is striking in light of Psalm 14, where David wrote that the Lord looked down and found none who truly sought Him. So the Father sent the Son to seek and to save the lost. We must examine whether our worship is mere ritual or truly spiritual and true. It is easy for us to attach worship to places, routines, or preferences, yet Jesus calls us to something deeper. We are invited to worship from the heart, dependent on the Spirit and shaped by the truth of the gospel. We also recognize that left to ourselves, we would not seek God, yet the Father has sought us through Christ. Therefore, we respond not with empty religion, but with sincere devotion. We gather, sing, pray, and live as those who have been found and transformed. This calls us to daily surrender and authentic praise as we worship God in spirit and in truth. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank You that You sought us out through Your Son. Teach us to worship You from the heart, by the power of Your Spirit, and according to the truth of Your Word. Guard us from empty ritual and lead us into sincere and Christ-centered devotion. Shape our lives into an offering of true worship that honors You. In Jesus' name, amen.